It was a day where a convicted murderer's fate was sealed. Stephen Murray told Judge James Blanchard in a Burke County courtroom that he wanted to spend the rest of his life in prison and waive the death penalty trial for killing Father Rene Robert, the priest who had been counseling him during the time he was murdered in April of last year.
My question is, are you voluntarily handling this
A lot came out of the courtroom as we learn more about the man who pulled the trigger. The defense said that Murray lived a life of nightmare, something that we could never understand, a product of his environment. The defense says that Murray's father routinely beat him, raped him, made him drink his own urine, and forced him to perform numerous sex acts with his sister. Tears from Murray's family filled the courtroom. Now, Murray's sister, who says she grew up with Murray during this nightmare of a life, is asking for understanding.
We had a rough past, you know, one that probably ain't even close to a nightmare for somebody. So, he has problems, and I mean, unless you lived our life, you know, you really don't know what we went through.
And Father Robert's nephew says that he's not sure if his family can ever truly forgive the man who took Father Robert's life.
I'll have to think about it for the rest of his life. I hope he does every single night. I hope he loses sleep over it every single night.
Before Murray walked out of the courtroom, Judge Blanchard said that normally they say, quote, "May God have mercy on your soul," for death penalty cases, but he said it during Murray's case. Judge Blanchard said the punishment Murray faces here on earth pales in comparison to the punishment he faces in the afterlife.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Yeah, actually I have. I've fucking been sleeping since y'all dropped me off.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been asleep for a couple of days.
Did you tell everybody about that ride home?
No, I didn't tell too many people. You know, I didn't talk to too many
people. Listen, don't brag about that too much, because I don't want to get in trouble, you know what I mean?
No, I didn't. No, you didn't have to. No, I definitely didn't tell anybody about that. No, it's all good. I kept my mouth shut for the most part.
Sure.
I mean, like I say, I didn't have to do this. You know, I could have just went with the fleeing, looting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all wouldn't be able to bring no murder charge up on me with what I gave y'all. I mean, it is what it is, you know. I mean, I'm fucking ready to get this shit over with.
Well, I appreciate the respect, you know what I'm saying? So, and I hope you feel like we've reciprocated that, so.
Plus, I know that I wasn't going to get no fair trial for that fleeing and eluding out here in St. John's. You know, not the way that fucking camera and fucking newspaper was going. I know
what you know about St. John's like that?
Man, it's a fucking...
It's all drama. It's all drama.
See, it's the good old boy town right here.
Yeah, since... Well, you and Prestos still have to remind you that... Of your rights.
I already know them. You have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can will be used against you in the court of law. You have a right for an attorney. If you can't afford one, y'all will appoint me one.
You do that better than some of the deputies.
So go ahead and sign right there.
Steven, just to clarify, with those rights in mind, you're willing to talk to us, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And just to clarify also, you reached out to us this morning by telling Deputy Popovich that you wanted to see the detective. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. It's your show, brother. We're just here to watch. Tell us.
All right. Well, the first part of the story I told y'all where Father Rene picked me up and I was going to pay him the money, which was true. And I went down to the dope trap, and I was just going to get weed, and I ended up getting cracked. Well,
was Father Rene with you at that point?
No, I dropped him off down past Chafee, just like I said, past the Kangaroo.
Okay.
Because I wasn't going to take, you know, him up there.
Sure.
Out of respect.
Did he know where you were going?
Well, he had an idea because, you know, I didn't ever too much hide anything. I mean, I was pretty much straight up honest about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but, you know, he respected that. And, well, I got some weed and I ended up getting some crack. and smoking, which I don't normally don't do, man. I just been, you know, just fucking stressed out and a lot of shit going on, man. I can't, you know, I just could never seem to get none of this shit behind me, man, in my head. And we went up to Carolina, me and Father Renee. I picked him up after I got back from the dope trap down off 90. And we went up to South Carolina against his will. I mean, it wasn't...
What do you mean by that?
Against his will means he didn't have a choice.
Like, did you have a gun that you were saying you're coming with me, or a knife, or...
No, it was just...
You just told him?
Yeah, I just told him we was going to Carolina. I mean, I was driving, and...
Did he say he didn't want to go?
No, he didn't say no point. He didn't want to go. He just said, okay. I mean, I wasn't aggressive with it or anything, you know? And I wanted to go see my kids, you know?
Right.
I mean, I really wanted to see my kids, and I know I was at a breaking point.
I feel you.
And I was just ready to fucking die, and I really wanted to see my kids before I died, you know, and I know that it was coming soon, you know. I was going to die somehow or another, you know. And I got up to Carolina, and I went to my baby mama's stepmom's, this is step-grandmother's house, right there off of Cumbie Trail in Aiken, South Carolina. And I told him, I said, look, you know, I just drove fucking hours to see my kid, you know, and that's exactly what I want to do, you know. So they sent me to the address where my kids are supposed to be. By that time, I had an arson. I mean, I had a bunch of guns by that point.
Father Renee's still with you at this point?
Yeah, he's still with me.
Okay.
I had a bunch of guns at that point. I had a 9, an AK, a 30-06, a bunch of pistols. And I was just determined I was going to see my kids, you know.
Sure.
Regardless of what they said or how they felt, you know. I ain't seen my kids in a long time, and I wanted to see them. Well, my baby mama's daddy told me, he said, you know, I don't think you can see them, you know. I started to shoot his punk ass in the head by then, you know. I didn't know, you know. I respected what he was saying as a man, you know, because I seen what he was saying. You know, I haven't been around this long, you know. Why come in and drag the kid's life out like that, you know? I mean,
sure.
Punish the kid. So I kind of seen what he was saying and respected it, but it fucking, I mean, it just fucking tore me apart, man. I mean, it really tore me apart, like fucking just... And just fucking ripped my heart out of my chest. And by that time, Father Renee was saying that I was in great trouble, like fucking I wasn't gonna be able to get out of this, and you know, and fucking everything hit me, you know, and just fucking just wigged out, you know, and fucking I killed him. You know, that was my way out, you know. Figure, hell, if I can't, you know, if I take you back to Florida, and you're gonna fucking tell them that I made you come all the way up here, you know, mm-hmm. Fucking, I mean, that's a charge. Then I had that fleeing and eluding, I mean, which I didn't know if I could have beat it or not, you know. I was fucking just, I mean, y'all didn't catch me, so I was thinking, you know, maybe I can beat it on the trial, but then long I sat back in that cell and read the paper every day, and my sister telling me, blah, 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 all this right here, you know, and she's fucking stressed out, you know. I said, fuck it, you know, it is what it is.
Well, tell us what happened with where you say you killed Father Renee. Where'd that occur at?
It happened in Georgia.
Where at in Georgia?
I'm not quite sure where it is. I mean, I can take you to the exact location.
Closer to Florida or closer to South Carolina?
Closer to South Carolina.
Okay. Tell me how you got to Georgia. You went to South Carolina to see your kids, right?
Yeah.
What day is this?
No, I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. You go to South Carolina to see your kids. You leave with Father Renee?
Yeah.
And he's alive and well?
He's still alive and well.
Where's he at in the car?
He's in the trunk by that point.
He's in the trunk. Okay. Is he tied up or anything like that? No, sir. You just told him to get in the trunk.
Yeah, but I did cut the thing off the trunk where, you know, you can open it if you get
the little emergency release?
Yeah, I did cut that out the trunk. That way I wouldn't have to worry about him opening the trunk while I'm fucking going down the road and stuff. And then, you know,
now, was he in the trunk when you left Jayville? When you left Jacksonville?
No.
Where was he at then?
Mm-hmm. He's in the front seat.
Front seat. Okay. Yes, sir. So when did you put him in the trunk?
Put him in the trunk right before I went to see my kids.
Okay. So he was in the trunk while you went to go talk to your baby's mama's father?
That's right.
Okay. Yes, sir. And then when you came back, did you let him out of the trunk? Okay. When did you have the conversation with him about when he said you're in a lot of trouble? Like, were you... this is what I'm saying. Did you open the trunk and have a conversation with him, or were you talking through the trunk, or what, how is that holding?
I think I was talking through the trunk to the back seat.
Okay.
He was telling me I was in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
And I didn't put him in the trunk in intentions to be mean or anything like that.
Right.
But I just fucking, you know, I just thought it was best me going to see my kids by myself. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't want to have to...
Just needed somewhere for him to chill out.
Yeah, and I didn't want to put him out, you know what I'm saying, somewhere fucking... I mean, it just was what it was, you know what I mean?
Sure. Tell me, so fast forward, you leave South Carolina, you're coming back to Florida? Is that your intentions?
Well, I was coming back to Florida. I robbed a couple houses up there. And
while he was in the trunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a shitload of guns.
And he's still alive at that point?
Yeah, he's still alive at that point. And, you know, I'm talking to him, you know, and he's still telling me, you know, that I'm in fucking great trouble and that I'm never going to get away with this. And I'm thinking, you know, like, oh, man, you know, maybe I am in a great deal of trouble, you know.
Sure.
So if you're going to go back and tell on me, though, and fucking get me in trouble, I mean, and I'll fucking just go ahead and get rid of you, you know.
Okay. So tell me about that. What happened with that?
He kept asking me to use the bathroom. So I stopped and let him out to use the bathroom. I had a 9mm PA.
Okay.
That was the model of it. And
you got that from one of the burglaries you did?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In South Carolina or down here?
In South Carolina.
Okay.
And I shot him.
Where'd you shoot him at?
I shot him in the... I think the chest one time and the head the last time.
Okay. So, like, me and you are looking at each other right now, you shot him like that, or from the side, or from behind, or was he laying down, standing up?
It was more of from the side, the first shot, but he was standing probably from here to that door right there from me. And more in the side, the chest area, and then he fucking fell, and I shot him in the head.
Okay.
And left.
Did he say anything to you when he saw you with the gun?
Yeah, at the time.
Okay.
I wasn't. I was just fucking just... Even if he did, I wouldn't have understood it or...
Right.
Fucking, I mean, I
did,
was just...
Did he know you had a gun?
No, sir.
No? Okay. So he never saw the gun?
Never saw the gun.
So you kind of creeped him a little bit? And...
I guess you could say that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I had a big gun safe in the back seat. Fucking a bunch of guns. I mean, they fucking buku guns.
Sure. All right. You remember where at in South Carolina you were at when you got the guns?
Yes, sir.
Where's that at?
On Kesem Church Road.
Right by where your baby's mom was at?
Right where my aunt and uncle stayed, Roberta.
Yeah.
How far from that?
Same road, probably maybe a quarter of a mile down.
Whose house is it?
I'm not sure. I know the guns was in there because I dated a girl named Nicole,
mm-hmm.
which is his daughter, the guy that I got the guns from, and she told me that he has some automatic weapons in there and shit like that, you know, and that's been years ago, you know, like years ago.
Okay.
And I just, you know I needed some guns, you know, to carry out fucking whatever, you know.
Right.
I mean, went and had the guns and all of them was there. I mean,
well, what, when you say to, you needed guns to carry out whatever, what were you trying to carry out at that point?
My death.
You were going to commit suicide?
I was going to do something. I was going to make y'all kill me.
Okay. Well, you only need one gun to do that, but you said you stole a shit ton.
Yeah, I figured, hell, if I had a horse and I didn't have to worry about running out of shells, you know, once I started popping them, I'd probably let them sing.
Logical thinking.
You got one gun and a mountain out of bullets. You know?
Right.
You got fucking 100 officers shooting at you. Sure. You know, you need more than...
When you left Jacksonville, did you think that you were going to kill Father Rene then?
No.
No?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't have no intentions on it or anything, man. I was just fucking...
So he rode all through Georgia with you, sitting in the...
In the front seat.
Front seat?
Yes, sir.
Was he asking you, like, where you going, what you're doing? What was the conversation like?
He asked me, he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to see my kids, Father Rene. He said, okay. And... driving, and I got up there, man, and I did so many circles and filled up the tank so many times, you know, it was just fucking, I mean, I was scared, you know, I didn't know what to do or how to do it, you know, I wanted to see my kids, man, and when I put him in the trunk, you know, he just fucking, like, changed up his whole demeanor, you know, like, you're going down for this, you know, and fucking nobody's gonna believe you, and fucking...
How'd you get him to get in the trunk?
I just asked him to.
You just said, hey, I need you to get in that trunk right there?
I need you to get in the trunk, Father Rene.
Did you say or else?
No, I didn't say or else. I said, I need you to get in the trunk, Father Rene. And he said, okay. And climb right in there, you know. I helped him in there, and I told him, I said, just do what I tell you to, and everything's going to be okay, you know.
Did he seem scared?
Not really. I mean, he never changed his demeanor the whole time, you know.
Okay.
Never. And he got in the trunk, you know, and like when I got back in the car after I fucking been destroyed, you know, like fucking after her daddy just told me what he told me, man, he's lucky he ain't one of the ones on fucking unsolved homicides, I mean, because...
Sure.
I mean, I had a fucking... he tore me apart when he told me what he told me, man, I mean, but I respected it in somewhat in the back of my mind, you know, because... He was right, you know. I haven't never been there.
You were
know?
You still high then? From smoking the crack?
No, sir.
How long had it been since you smoked crack at that point?
Hours, like probably.
Okay, eight. So it wore off?
Yeah, like way wore off, like okay. Hours, like 8 hours ago, you know?
Yeah.
I was just like in a fucking, I don't know, man, I was fucking just wasn't feeling good, you know, in my head.
Was it daytime or nighttime?
It was daytime.
You have an idea of like morning, afternoon?
Probably around lunchtime.
Okay.
I don't know which day it was. I mean, I lost track of days years ago.
Well, we'll deal with that later, okay? We'll try to iron that out later. I'm just trying to, you know, soak up what you're giving me. So
I'm pretty sure if y'all give me, like, a day that shit happened to start with, mm-hmm. you know, I could pretty much point it out.
Pinpoint it?
Yeah, the okay. times and everything.
You want to grab your burger?
Do I?
Okay.
I'm not going
to. Samantha took my keys. You got the handcuff key?
I'm not going to take y'all no more time.
No, you're fine. This is a locked area anyways. You can't go far.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me this. He's going to grab the cup key real fast. Tell me this. So y'all leave South Carolina. He's in the trunk. You pull over somewhere, like, is there something that snaps in your head, like, hey, I gotta take care of this, or this is gonna be a problem, or?
Well, he's steady talking to the trunk, you know, he's hollering, I gotta use the bathroom, and I said, okay, you know, I'm gonna let you out in just a second, you know, and I'm still fucking, like, I don't know, skizzed out, I guess, man, and fucking just, I'm having a real problem. Coping with what I have already did and what I've got myself into, and I'm just having a problem.
Did you ever tell Father Rene that, you know, anything along the lines that you were going to have to kill him?
No, sir.
Okay.
Didn't.
So you don't think he had any idea that that's what your plan was?
No, sir. And, you know, I was just having a big problem coping with everything that I have did already, and you know, the things that I'm gonna have to face, you know,
right?
And it didn't sink in too well on me, man, because it just made things worse, and I just cried and cried and cried, like cried for days on end, you know. I mean,
right.
I didn't stop crying, I mean, because I know that I had fucked up and I couldn't take none of it back, man. I mean, you know, I just just gave my whole life away, you know.
What kind of area are we talking about? Like, did you pull over somewhere, or is it like a...
It's a real wooded area.
Real wooded area?
Yeah, like, you know, y'all would have never found them. I mean,
sure. Never. You know what highway it is? What road? Because I know you know those roads like the back of your hand up there. You were talking about, you know, going 16 to... I mean, you were rattling off all kinds of stuff when we were coming back, talking about all kinds of shortcuts, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know it better than I do.
Yeah, I know the roads, but, I mean, I would have to take you
okay to
it, I mean, because... I mean, period. I mean, I don't want to sit here. I like to ride for a minute, you know. But as far as like taking you to the exact location, I would have to be in the car and point it out. I mean,
okay. Let me ask you this: when you shot Father Rene, did you just kind of leave his body where it was, or did you do anything else to it? Did you bury it or anything like that? Nothing. Just laying right on top of the ground. You didn't put anything on top of it. Nothing like that. Okay.
Didn't move it, didn't touch it, didn't disturb it, I just left it right there.
What'd you do then?
I sat in the car for...
In the same place?
Yeah.
Like after you shot him, you went and sat in the car and was just like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, like what the fuck did I just do, you know?
Sure.
I mean, why? I mean, for what? And I called my sister, you know, and I told her, I said, I really love you, girl, and this is it, it's over. About.
You called her from your cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, it's over, girl. She said, Bubba, what are you talking about? I said, my life is over. It's over, this is it. No, Bubba, no, talk to me, Bubba. I told her, there ain't nothing to really talk about, girl. I said, it's over. And she just started crying, you know, because she knows, my sister knows me, you know, she knows me very well. She knows that I done did something really fucked up, you know. Cause I've never said nothing like that unless I meant it, you know. And I told her, I said, this is it, you know, they gonna have to kill me, you know. I mean, that's what I made my mind up to, you know, y'all was gonna have to kill me. And I just tried to hide so many places, you know, but I just, like, 3 days without no sleep. No drugs to keep me up, you know. I'm just up all fucking just scared and skits out and paranoid and fucking couldn't find no peace, couldn't find no peace within myself, you know, to even lay down and go to sleep. I mean, I had an ass of pills in the car and I was gonna overdose, you know. I had pills and a syringe, a bunch of pain pills, and I was gonna fucking overdose with that. Then I said, nah, I better make them shoot me, you know, that way I know I die.
Where'd all that stuff come from? The pills and stuff?
The house that I broke into.
Okay. Burden?
Yes, sir.
Where's the gun at that you shot Father Rene with?
I sold it in Jacksonville.
You know who you sold it to?
No, but I know a number.
Okay.
I know his phone number. I mean, he's a pretty cool kid, you know what I mean?
You know it by heart?
Yeah.
Will you give it to him?
It's 904 844 6341. I don't know his name because I just bought weed and stuff from him, you know.
Where's he live at?
He don't really live nowhere, you know. He's pretty much on the streets, but he bounces around house to house. He's just like a middleman, just tries to make it, you know.
I got you. Okay. Like what area of town, then?
I usually meet him off McDuff.
Okay.
Right there by the Popeye's Chicken. Take a left right there. No, you go, you pass Popeye's and you come to the immediate first red light. Roosevelt. Take a left right there and go across the tracks and it's an immediate road to your left right there. That's where I used to meet him at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the kid didn't mean no harm. I killed him for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know. I was going to double take, you know. Sold him the gun and turn and shoot him with the same gun I sold him with. I don't know why, you know. I mean,
did you do that?
No.
Okay.
No, but I mean.
What kind of gun was it?
The 9.
You know what brand? Like?
It was a 9mm PA.
Okay.
I don't know.
What did it look like?
It was small, like that one that she carries on her hip. That's okay. Why I asked her, you know, what was that, a 9mm?
Mm-hmm.
That was why I asked.
Do you know guns real well?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty real wound up about any kind of gun. I mean, 50, 40, anything, you know.
Okay. I mean, you're not sure what, like, brand, though? Like, you know, Glock, Beretta, anything like that?
I think it was a Beretta.
Okay. Are you saying that because I said that, or?
No, I'm thinking that's what it was. Okay. I mean, I'm not, couldn't give you a for sure answer.
That's fair.
I mean,
okay. Did you sell him any of the other guns that you stole?
No, sir.
Where'd all those guns go?
To a dude named Mike. The guy I told you that I rented the car to.
Yeah.
He stays right there off my arm. Canal and Yulee.
Okay.
He takes off.
Mike, white or black?
He's black. Big black dude. Probably 6'6", about probably 240.
Okay.
He stays right there in the house to the left. They just now finished renovating. He drives there. He's got a Dodge Magnum, like a Hearse Magnum, parked out front. He usually keeps parked right in front
of him. What color is that?
It's all white. He got the factory rims on it.
He lives right at that intersection of Canal and Yulee?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What all did you sell him?
Arson. I mean, the whole gun safe, all the guns in it. It was semi-automatics, AR-15, 308 stock, 30-06, 7 mag, probably 6 pistols.
What did he give you for all that?
I got drugs.
Okay, what kind of drugs?
Coke, crack, and weed.
Like how much? Yeah.
Once.
And did you do all that or what?
Yeah, I did all of it. Okay. Waste not, want not, you know.
Okay. How much, as far as in terms of value goes, how much dope do you think you got for all that? 1,000? And it's just a mixture of powder, crack, and weed?
Yes,
sir. Okay. How many guns do you think you sold in total? If you had to guess.
Probably 15.
Okay. And there was a safe too?
Yes, sir.
Like what kind of safe?
It was a gun safe. And I don't even
big
know.
One?
Yeah, it was
a and you had it in the back seat?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I'm not even quite sure what was in the gun safe. I just know what I sold them loose wise, and then I sold them the gun safe. And
was the gun safe locked up?
It was locked. And I just didn't feel like taking the time to get in it.
Breaking into it?
Yeah, I just didn't. Wasn't worried about it, whatever's in it, you could have it for this price right here. I told him you could have all this for $1,000.
How big was the gun, sir?
It was almost too big to fit in the back seat. I mean, it was.
You got it in there all by yourself?
All by myself. It was heavy, too.
Okay.
Like, real heavy, like fucking. I tow logs, you know. Fucking,
yeah.
I mean, I'm benching 325, and I couldn't even hardly lift it up. I had to bear hug it. That's kind of
where was Father Renee at during that time frame?
In the trunk.
In the trunk?
Okay. When I stole the safe and stuff.
Okay. That's before you go see your kids? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, tell me this. Now, I think we kind of jumped in without covering a couple of things, but let's back up a little bit. So, how does Father Renee and you even hook up? Tell me that part of the story.
Ashley.
Well, okay, you met him through Ashley, right?
Yeah.
But fast forward to this situation here.
When I called and told him, that I had some money for him, which I had been paying him money every week, you know, because of what Ashley had owed him.
How much money did you have?
I had probably like $325, $340, something okay. like that.
And that's, where was he at when you called him, the best of your knowledge?
He was in St. Augustine.
Okay.
I mean, he said he'd be there around 7. I think he gave me an exact time of 7.
Okay.
And I text his phone. I'm pretty sure y'all could get the texts from his phone.
Okay.
And he said he'll be there at 7. And I text him at like 6:45. I said, where you at? He said, 15 minutes. And
where'd y'all meet at?
At my dad's place.
The RV?
Yes, sir.
Was your dad there?
My dad. And his wife, I'm not too sure if that was there. I mean, it was a lot of shit going on. I mean,
Do you know what day that was?
Also, I mean, I know when he pulled up, I just hopped in the car. They didn't have no knowledge of nothing that was going on. I mean, they didn't know nothing what I was going to do or anything. Nobody knew. I mean,
did you know at that point?
Did I know? No, I didn't. I mean, I didn't have no knowledge of what I was going to do. I just know that I needed to ride down. I was going to give him this money, and I was going to get him to take me down there. I used the money to say, okay, well, I got to go down here and get the money, Father Renee, you know, so I can pay you. He said, okay.
You know? Tell me, when you left your dad's house, where'd y'all go? Like, take me the route that you went.
Took a right on Beaver, went all the way down past Chafee right there at the Kangaroo.
Okay.
And went past there and pulled over at this, this trailer sales, like a lawnmower trailer, motorcycle trailer sales place.
Is that on Beaver?
That's on Beaver. It's on the left-hand side if you go in. And
if you're leaving your daddy's house and riding out west, it's on the left-hand side?
It's on the left-hand side.
Fair enough.
And then we pulled over right there. And I sat there for a minute, and I really...
Who's driving at that point?
He is at that point. I said, okay, well, turn right here, you know, and we went on down, and I said, okay, we're standing right here, you know, why go get the money? He said, okay. You know, with Father Renee, ain't, you know, he wasn't slow to the point of what was going on, you know, because he'd been dealing with it with Ashley for a while. Like, Ashley fucking, when I tell you she got, Ashley told me $40,000 just in 1 year that she had got from him for drugs, you know, and she would just fucking... like, pick them up and drop them off at the Walgreens right there on the 8th and right by Shands.
Yeah.
And he would sit there for, like, 3 or 4 hours. I was with Ashley some of the times that she did it, you know, and she would leave that man sitting there for, like, 3 or 4 or 5 hours, you know, on a bad heroin binge. Like, she would go to the Advance Auto right there on fucking Kings and Myrtle. And she would go in that bathroom, man, and fucking shoot heroin and fall asleep for, like, hours, you know, like, in the bathroom, and leave him sitting way the fuck down there, you know. And, of course, I mean, I was so in fucking love with this bitch, you know. Like, I mean, she was a good girl, you know, and I seen so much in her, you know, and I wanted to try to build a life. I wanted to try to get my life straight, man, but I was just scared, you know, at that point. You know, there was no help for me, you know. I tried, and... you know, it's like, I couldn't even, I mean, I'm not trying to be nasty or nothing, but I couldn't even bust a nut having sex no more. I was so destroyed, you know. I was so ashamed of myself and that kid or anything, you know. I was just ashamed because of the things my daddy did to me, you know. I mean, I was ashamed. Like, you could ask Ashley, man, like, I get naked and cover myself up, you know, and it just be me and her there, you know. I mean, I couldn't even be comfortable no more, you know, around nobody, around even myself. I was ashamed, you know, because of the things my daddy had did to us, you know. And we would have sex for, like, hours in, and, you know, she would just ask me, please stop, you know. Because, I mean, I just get, like, in a fucking rage, you know, and she would get scared, you know, and fucking, I guess that it was going bad, you know. I mean, and she'd always think it was her, you know, that, am I not enough, or, you know, well, what is it, you know.
Right.
And I try to tell him, it's not you, it's me.
Tell me this, you know, the area you're talking about, you go out Beaver, right? 90?
Mm-hmm.
You know where 301 and 90 is? You know where Paradise Village is? No. Am I close to where you're talking about? The trailer place? Past that?
Past that.
Okay. You know where, what else? I'm trying to think what else is out there. You know where Baldwin's at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it all the way to Baldwin or before you get to Baldwin? All the way to Baldwin? Okay. Alright. And, so when you pull over at the trailer sales place, take me from there and tell me what happened from there.
I pull over. Well, he pulls over. They're sitting there. And I'm, you know, I never asked them to get out of the car and wait on me to go do something, you know. Mm-hmm. Ashley's always did that because I never had the heart to tell nobody something. Like, get out your car and let me hold your car while right. you wait, you know? I never had the heart to tell nobody to do some shit like that, you know? I mean, this is your car and I'm telling you to get out while I go use your car to go do this and leave you standing out here in the middle of the night, you know? I mean, I've never been able to bring myself to even ask somebody to do something. That sounds ridiculous, you know? And I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck I'm going to do this, you know? And I'm telling Father right now, okay, well, he's going to be here in a minute. You know, the guy's going to need me to bring my money. You know, he's going to be here in a minute. It's okay, you know? By the time it's like 9 o'clock.
Are you going to cop dope at that point? Like, is somebody actually going to bring you dope? Or are you going to purchase dope? Or what's the purpose of all this?
Well, I was going to get the dope, but I didn't want to take Father Renee down there. So sure. I was debating on how the hell I'm going to use his car.
Right. How are you going to get down there without letting him know what's up?
Yeah, without letting him know. So I finally asked him. I said, look, you know, the guy wants me to come down there by myself. You know, can you wait down here? You know, he's like, yeah, sure.
Where do you wait at?
Like, fucking past the fucking trailer place out there. I mean, there's a fucking plant. I'm trying to think, man. It's a fucking gated plant. It's on your right-hand side. It's a long-ass road that goes to it, and the plant shoots off to your left, and it's got double gates right there. You gotta go through security checking to go through to get in.
Mm-hmm.
But he waited down that way at the end of the entrance to that.
Like right at Beaver Street, where the entrance to that and Beaver Street come together?
I would say so, if okay. I can remember correctly.
Okay.
And, and I went down there to meet him, you know, and got the weed from him and got the dope, you know, and I went and picked him back up. And
what exactly did you cop?
I got like, I think fucking like $80 worth of crack and I think like a dub or two, a gram or something like that of weed. I can't quite put a number on it. And I did the drugs. I rolled up a blunt and I hit it like fucking like probably 20 times and got back in the car. I didn't want to smoke in the car because I knew he would smell it, you know. Mm-hmm. And went and picked him up and he got in the passenger seat, which he would let me drive his car, you know. I mean, I didn't have no license, you know. I mean, he still let me drive. I mean, I drove good, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
For the most part, I mean, y'all probably won't say that. Y'all probably won't say that.
I don't know. I think you were driving pretty good. You're handling it pretty good from what I was told.
Yeah, I was. I about lost control a couple of times, but I snatched it back in there. I gave him hell, though.
I'll give you that. So what happened from there?
We drove. And
like what, when you get back in the car with Father Renee, which direction do you go?
I came back up 90, back towards Lane.
Okay.
Back towards Lane Avenue. And we're driving, and I had already made my mind, well, you know, I'm going to see my kids. If I got to go take a car from somewhere else, or whatever the fuck I got to do, I'm going to see my kids.
Were you high at that point?
No, the weed, you know, that's why I've always bought weed with it, you know. I mean, if I was going to do anything, I would buy weed that way I wouldn't be chasing or, you know what I'm saying,
don't. Kind of milling you out.
Yeah, you know, I could do what I got to do and just smoke a fat blunt and just chill, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Enjoy myself and just chill, you know, that way I'm not out here chasing, trying to rob somebody, get sure. more and stuff like that, you know, that's something. Well, I'm driving and I jump on 10 and
how do you get on 10? Like, what path?
Lane
you
Avenue.
Right you go there. To the Lane, you take Beaver back up to Lane?
Yeah.
And you take Lane to 10?
Yeah. I jumped on 10 East, I think. And I jumped on North. 295 North.
Okay.
And then I hit 95 North, and Father Renee's asking, like, well, where are we going? You know, I said, I'm going to see my kids. He said, okay. You know, he didn't have said nothing. He said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm driving, you know, and hours in, you know, and it's
is the car all gassed up at that point?
It's gassed up on full.
Okay.
And, you know, he's asking at that point, you know, I mean, how far is it? And I said, it's chill, you know, it's okay. And we're driving. And
you said something earlier, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but you said something earlier about that you you made him go with you. Like, what, can you describe that to him?
I didn't too much make him go with me. I mean, he was in the car.
I think the statement you made, and Jose, help me out, because you might remember better than I do, but I think the statement you made was something along the lines of, he didn't want to go, but I told him he was going to go, or something along those lines. I don't want to put words in your mouth. You know what I mean? Wasn't it something like that, something along those lines?
Yeah, you said something along the lines, well, I wanted to go see my kids, and he didn't have a choice, pretty much.
That I think, that's just the words you used earlier, is he didn't have a choice.
I said, you know, he didn't say nothing out that line, but I said I was going to go see my kids, and he didn't have a choice, you know.
Right.
And then you asked me, well, did you have a gun making them? And
right.
I said no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where were y'all at when all that was going on?
Well, when I made my mind up that I was going to see my kids, we was coming back up Beaver.
Okay.
Towards Lane. And I made my mind up that I'm going to go see my kids, you know, before all this, you know what I'm saying, this takes place, you know.
Yeah.
Before my life. Man.
What'd you foresee happening at that point?
I didn't see me killing nobody or nothing. I mean, I really didn't. I mean, I didn't foresee none of that. I mean, it was just fucking, I guess I got real fucking skitzed out, man. Fucking scared, I guess, you know. I mean, scared for me, scared for my life. And, you know, at that point, you know, he was just saying, you're not going to be able to get out of this. And they're never going to believe you. And, you know, I don't know what he was thinking, you know. He was like, telling me that I wasn't going to get away with this, you know. I guess for putting them in the trunk, you know. I
mean, oh, that's fast forward to when you're in South Carolina, yeah. Right? Is it South Carolina when he gets put in the trunk or before that?
It was South Carolina.
Okay. So he rides with you in the passenger. Do y'all stop anywhere before you get to South Carolina? Get gas, buy cigarettes, anything like that?
Yeah, I do, but I mean, I don't remember the places.
Okay. Man. What did he do when you stopped?
He asked me, could he use the bathroom? And from...
Did he ever go to the bathroom?
I did pull over and use the bathroom. I don't remember.
Like on the side of the road or a gas station?
Side of the road.
Okay.
Yeah. And I put him back in the trunk and never tied him up or anything, you know, because, I mean, he was older. I mean, I didn't want to.
Well, I want to make sure there's no confusion. I'm talking about on the trip to South Carolina when you leave Jacksonville. Is Father Rene in the trunk then?
No, sir.
Okay. So when you're driving to South Carolina, you which way do you go? You go up 95?
Yeah, I take 95. Take 295 to 95. 95 to 16. 16 to 25.
Okay. And that's in South Carolina.
Yeah.
So at any point between when you leave Jacksonville, before you get to South Carolina, while y'all are riding, Father Rene is in the front seat or in the trunk at that point?
Well, a couple of times when I stop for gas and stuff, I put him in the back seat. Told him to get in the back seat and lay down so nobody's seen him.
Okay. How many times did you think you have to stop for gas?
Man, I stopped several times, but just to keep the car on full, just in case the police did get behind me.
So you could ride out?
I'd have a better chance.
What did you buy anything else when you stopped for gas?
I bought drinks. Couple of times, bought him something to drink.
You remember what kind of drink?
Not really. I remember I bought him a Fanta at one time, orange Fanta.
Okay.
And he said he was hungry, and I bought him a bag of donuts. This right here was on 22. It was on a detour from 25 north.
Like for construction or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I ain't quite sure where it or whatever.
How were you, when you were stopping for gas and doing all that, how were you paying for all that? Did you have money or?
I had money. I was using his credit card too.
Father Rene's credit card? Okay. Is it one of the ones that you had in your pocket when you got arrested in South Carolina? Yes. You remember which one?
I was getting gas off the BP Visa. That was the one that was
main one you used?
Yeah.
Okay.
The gas one.
Okay. Did you buy anything else, like cigarettes or anything like that? Because I know you like to smoke.
I did buy a carton of cigarettes and a case of a 24-pack of 16 ounces at one time. And I was trying to
strength and just trying to fucking just calm down, you know, and just fucking mm-hmm. get my mind back right, man.
What about, you said something about, what was the, what kind of dip did you say you liked?
Grizzly.
Grizzly?
Home cut, wintergreen.
Yeah, did you buy dip anywhere? No?
I had dip.
You had dip?
Okay. Yeah, I had a whole sleeve of dip.
You took that with you? Okay. Did you take anything else with you when you left?
I didn't take no clothes or nothing. I just...
Okay.
Just dipped out. And
would you have the dip in your pocket or something?
My passenger seat.
So Father Renee comes and picks you up, right, at your daddy's house. Do you have the dip with you then?
Yeah, I got a dip with me then.
Where's it at?
It's like right there in the middle. I put it in the middle when I get in the car.
Oh, okay. So when you got in the car, you had it in your hand, yeah, and you put it in the center console.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. That's what I was trying to figure out.
I had the dip. You really got me two burgers for real.
That's what you asked for.
Yeah. I didn't think you was gonna get it though.
Listen, it ain't nothing but a thing. So.
Damn. Where am I gonna start?
Is that the ass end of the elephant that you were talking about? Yeah, or no, it wasn't the elephant. It was a horse.
Ass end of a horse. It was like the ass end of a cow right here. I've been with some girl that had some pussy look like that right there, boy. Bam! Pull your pants back up.
You know what they call that, right? Call that a bat wing.
A bad case of you need to do something with that.
That's called a bat wing.
Man, do something with that thing. Mm-mm. But.
How many times do you think you stopped at the store?
Probably 15 times.
Was there ever on the trip up or total?
On the trip up.
Okay. Was there ever a time when you stopped at a store that you asked Father Renee to get in the trunk?
No, I always just pretty much tell him in the back seat, you know, lay down.
And he was okay with that?
Yeah, because I mean, and the only reason why I did that is because I knew Father Renee was connected with a lot of people, you know, mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? He was connected and involved in a lot of stuff, and I know that at one point that he missed one of them things that he was supposed to be at. There was going to be something big about it. You know, they was going to be concerned and automatically start digging. So, I mean, I made him get in the back seat. That way, okay, well, if I scan this card and they see I scan this card at the gas station, you know, he's not in the car with me. He's mm-hmm. in the back seat, you know.
Gotcha.
He's laying down.
Okay.
And, you know, that was the whole reason why for me doing that, you know.
Okay.
I mean,
at that point, well, I guess my curiosity is why does it matter if he's with you at that point if you haven't already made up your mind you're going to kill him?
I haven't made up my mind I was going to kill him. I wasn't going to kill him or anything, you know. So, I mean, I didn't want them to fucking, you know, if he's on a trip to Carolina with me against his will, you know, I mean, I know that I was in trouble. I mean, I know that I was in deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Even before you got to Carolina, you thought you were in trouble?
Well, I know that I wasn't supposed to make this man go to Carolina, you know, against his will. I
mean,
I know that I was going to be in trouble for that, you know. I mean, I didn't want to do it like that, man. I mean, I didn't. I mean, but that's just the way it happened, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what it was, and I couldn't change nothing after I made my decision.
Okay. So you get to Carolina, and I think you said you took a detour on 25. Was that right?
It was on 25. It was a detour. Well, actually, I missed the first 16, I-16.
Where it plugs in 95?
Yeah. Okay. I missed the first one and caught the second one.
Okay.
And it run me all the way fucking around this town, this small hick town, across the big bridge, and
do you think that you would be able to show us where that's at also?
I mean, I probably could. I mean, okay. Actually, we can go that way if you want to.
Okay.
We can drive straight that way. I remember how to
Well, my priority would be is to find Father Renee. You know what I mean?
I can take you straight to him. Okay. Straight to him, and I couldn't get you like out my head where he is, but I can, you know, physically take you straight to him.
Do you think it was, you said earlier you thought it was closer to South Carolina?
Yeah, it's closer to South Carolina.
Okay. And that's on the return trip that happens, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you break any other houses other than that one right there by Brandy's house? You said you caught one house on fire, is that right?
I didn't say that.
Well, you said something about an arson. Arson's usually on fire.
Yeah, I was talking about arson as in firearms. Arsenal, I guess. I
mean. Arsenal. Oh, okay, all right. I thought you said arson. My bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did catch a house on fire, though, now that you mentioned it.
Yeah. Okay, tell me about that.
Well, I mean, that's... I don't know. I mean, that's...
Is this when Father Renee's with you?
No, he's already gone.
Okay, he's already deceased at that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hard to talk with that big-ass burger in your hand. That's fine, man. Your hand.
I told you, this is your show. We're just watching, so...
Well, I mean, I ain't trying to take all the credit. You know, y'all could have a little, you know. And, yeah. Take some off of me. But I went in the house, you know. I was just, by that time, the BP gas car wasn't working no more.
Like it was run up?
Yeah. And the car was on E, and I know that I had to make a way, you know. And I messed the car up on the high-speed chase with St. John's when I went to that road construction.
Mm-hmm.
And hit them signs. I knocked a hole in the bottom of the transmission pan.
Okay.
And the transmission was slipping. So I fucking probably bought fucking 100 quarts of transmission fluid, you know.
Okay.
Probably if not more.
Where'd you put that at?
In the transmission.
Well, I'm with you. Like, did you have it sitting in the back seat, the front seat, or?
I usually put it in as I went.
Okay. All right. So you were just having to stop and steady putting it in there.
Yeah. I bought a big quarter, like a big gallon quarter transmission fluid at the O'Reilly's in Allendale, South Carolina.
Okay.
And I bought some quick steel to try to fix the transmission pan.
You bought some what?
Quick steel.
What is that?
It's like some shit that you, it comes in a tube like that. You take it out of the tube and you mash it, play with it a little bit, and you can
like epoxy or something?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, you know.
Like JB Weld?
Yeah, like JB Weld, but okay. Stronger. Okay. It holds more heat and pressure.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, I was going to try to fix the transmission, but by that point, it was too late. You know, the transmission was shot. I mean, after that high-speed chase, you know, and the transmission was shot. I was actually crossing my fingers the whole way up to Carolina, back up, because I made, like, fucking 3 trips to Carolina.
Really?
All this.
Okay.
Like, I didn't know what to do, you know. I was scared, didn't know where to go, didn't know what to do, and I was just back and forth, Jacksonville, Carolina.
Did you ever stop back by and check and see if Father Renee had been found or anything like that? You never went back that way?
No, sir. No, sir. Never turned the page back.
Did you, after he was murdered, did you say anything? Did you, like...
I asked God to forgive me.
Okay. You asked Father Renee to forgive you?
He's dead, sir.
I'm with you. In spirit?
I asked God to forgive me. I got on my knees and asked God to forgive me, you know. My sister and told her I was sorry. It was over, you know.
What time do you think that was? Because, I mean, we can pull the phone records, you know. And
if you pull the phone records, then you could probably...
It would be a call from your phone to her phone?
Well, I don't, matter of fact, I don't even think it was... I threw my phone that I had after that high-speed chase with y'all.
Okay.
After the high-speed chase with y'all, I left it right there and... Off of University, but that's where I lost the police.
Okay, University Boulevard?
Yeah, when I, okay. I cut off to the left and hit the first road to the left.
Where do you think you threw it at?
Oh, it's still sitting back there. It's in a, if you get off from University and through that chase and you take a left and you go under the overpass,
mm-hmm.
And you got the first road to your left right here that goes back into the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They have a limousine for sale, they got Atlantic Self Storage. And they got this ambulance
place right there that sits right there.
Like a private ambulance place?
Yeah.
I know exactly where you're talking
directly
about.
Directly behind that, there's another business where they got a little shed back there. Mm-hmm. And a cell phone sitting like, if you open the door to the shed, the cell phone's like immediately right there.
Okay.
That's the cell phone that I was using. I got my dad's cell phone. I got my dad's cell phone for the for the GPS. Cause I didn't know where I was going, you know. I know that I was probably on my way to hell, you know.
Well, tell me about that. Why do you have your dad's cell phone?
Cause I know I needed to get rid of that. And
the one that your cell phone?
Yeah, mine. Because I figured, you know.
What was your cell phone number?
I don't even know. Okay. I just got that cell phone from a girl that went to jail with me.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, same day, when my sister called the police on the 22nd.
Okay.
And had us locked up.
So that's actually her phone?
Yes,
actually. What kind of phone was it?
It was a Cricket.
Okay. Like a smartphone? Did it have a screen?
Yeah, it had a screen. Okay. It was a nice phone. But I know that I needed to get rid of that. And so I stopped by my dad's house and just asked him, you know, I was like, you know, hey, I need to use your phone. I need to put a GPS. Although with intentions, you know, I never had intentions on bringing that phone back.
Right.
I mean, I just needed a phone. And I know I needed it right then and there. And I didn't want to have to go kill nobody or hurt nobody to get no phone. Yeah, we're not gonna fight nobody for no phone.
Your dad said that you said something about going to St. Augustine when you borrowed your phone.
Yeah.
What was up with that?
I was just wanting to ride, you know, just ride around.
Well, why did you come to St. Augustine?
On the ride. That's actually when I went on a high speed chase with y'all.
Sure.
Yeah, that's when I went on a high speed chase. I called my dad after y'all had got behind me after the detective. I guess an unmarked car had jumped behind me in St. Augustine. Got some at the door trying to get in. The same guy that was with us.
Hey, man.
There he is.
I just got here.
Look at that man, Mama.
You got a mouthful of burgers, though.
Man, I'm telling you. Ooh, yeah, they spoiled me.
So,
I fed you good, too. You've been eating some Wendy's this week.
Yeah, but look, they got me two of them. So they beat you.
I'm a city employee, man. What can I do?
I think he laid down the gauntlet. He was like, yeah, you can give me two of them burgers. Said, okay.
I'll buy you three tonight.
So, you said you came to St. Augustine. Do you have any idea where Father Renee lives in St. Augustine? No? You ever been to his house before? No?
Mm-mm. Never.
Did you, other than the credit cards and the car, did you take anything else from Father Renee?
No, sir. That was it.
Okay.
That was the only thing.
How did you come to be in possession of the credit cards?
They was in his wallet, right in the middle console of the car.
So after you shot him?
Everything else, no, it was already there.
Okay.
Once, you know what I'm saying, it was just there the whole time.
Gotcha.
And it was like $50-$70 cash in there with all the cars and everything. I mean,
okay.
Which all that was left in the car, so it's probably still in the car.
Okay.
Except for the cash and the credit cards.
Okay. Well, Stephen, if you don't mind while you're eating, I'd like to catch Detective Chapman up on what we've been talking about, okay? And if I say something that's not right, you correct me. Fair enough?
All right.
So, Stephen was in his cell today, and he reached out to one of the corrections deputies and said, I'd like to talk to the detectives.
Okay.
So, that's correct, right, Stephen?
Mm-hmm.
So, we went over, and he said, I do want to speak with you. So, we came over here, and We've covered a lot in a little bit of time, and he said he's willing to help us iron out the details and potentially go to locations and show us where he's talking about and things like that. So he's a little foggy on times and days, but I think we can get that ironed out, you know, over the course of us talking and things like that. But he said that he told us that he murdered Father Renee, and that's correct, right, Steve? And that Father Renee's body is in North Georgia, and just closer to South Carolina. And he said that, well, I guess it would probably be more prudent for me to kind of tell the story and go from there. So he calls Father Renee to come to Jacksonville. He says that he has some money for Father Renee, which is the whole reason why Father Renee comes to Jacksonville to begin with. He says he wants to go buy some drugs. They drive out Beaver Street. Father Renee picks him up at his dad's RV.
On Gale Street?
That's correct.
Okay.
And they ride out Beaver Street towards Baldwin. He says there's a drug hole back there. He didn't want to take Father Renee back there. He described a business with a long driveway and kind of some double gates where he left Father Renee, and Father Renee allowed him to take his car. He said he went and got high, bought, what'd you say, $80 worth of crack and some weed, got high, came back and picked Father Renee back up, and he had made a decision that he was going to go to South Carolina to see his kids at that point. He's driving, Father Renee's in the passenger seat.
Front passenger seat?
Okay. He says that Father Renee doesn't have a choice at that point, that he doesn't have a weapon or he doesn't threaten him. He just tells Father Renee we're going to South Carolina. And Father Renee kind of goes along to get along kind of thing. He says they stop a couple of times, buy gas, buy some drinks. He buys some donuts for the father, a Fanta orange drink. He says that there were a couple of times they stopped at gas stations that he asked Father Renee to get in the back seat. He said to get to South Carolina, he puts Father Renee in the trunk. He burglarizes a house up in South Carolina, steals several guns, a large gun safe that he has in the back seat. Father Renee's in the trunk. Says he attempts to go see his children, that his children's grandfather, Brandy's father, tells him that he can't see the kids. And they leave. And he says him and Father Renee are conversating through the seat with Father Renee in the trunk. He said he's not tied up or anything like that. He did say that he cut the emergency release out of the trunk so that Father Renee couldn't get out. Mm-hmm. And he says that they're talking through the seat, and Father Renee tells him that, basically in a roundabout way, you're not going to get away with this. This is going to come back to bite you. And he says at that point he realizes he has to kill Father Renee. So he uses one of the guns that he stole in the burglary in South Carolina, and they're on a back road in Georgia. He says he doesn't know the name of the highway, but he could take us there. And Father Renee asks to get out to use the bathroom. He lets him out and shoots him several times. Did I say anything that's not correct, Steve?
It's not correct.
Okay.
How did you, so you called him on your cell phone, or how did you get in touch with him?
It was a cell phone that belonged to a girl that got locked up with me on the 22nd, Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Something, it's a weird name.
So is Alicia's cell phone? She got locked up here in Jacksonville?
Yeah. She had holes in Baker and St. John's and places like that. I mean, so that's the reason why they locked her up.
When, how much money did you tell me you were going to give him?
I usually gave him like $50 or $100 a week.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it wasn't even my debt that I was paying. It was Ashley's, you know, because Ashley didn't got so much money from him. I just felt bad and told him, look, I'll give you this amount of money a week, you know, for helping her out.
Do you remember about what time that was?
It was Father Renee was supposed to. He told me he would be there at 7 that night. I texted him around 6:45 and asked him where you at. He said 15 minutes. And I said, okay.
That was on Sunday night?
Not sure. I mean, you have to probably pull the record or phone record to get this out of date. But I lost track of days.
So he picked you up at your dad's place?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get out of the car or?
Mm-mm. I got straight in.
Okay.
And we left.
Do you remember about what you were wearing? Probably the same thing you were wearing when you got.
Yeah, okay. Probably the same shorts. And I had on a shirt and shoes, but when y'all in Aiken County, y'all run me slap out of them.
You put up a fight, no doubt.
Hell of a run.
Yeah.
They said, God damn, you faster than a damn cheetah. That's what they said. They said, well, you're like a damn cheetah when you jump out the car.
Yeah, that's what I think gazelle is what I heard.
Gazelle, yeah.
So, who was driving when he picked you up?
He was driving when he picked me up.
Okay.
And we went down 90.
When you say 90, you mean Beaver Street? Okay.
Then I was, you know, kind of in the basin, you know. I didn't want to take him to the dope trap. So I was trying to find the words to ask him to get out of the car and let me go, you know what I'm saying? Which Ashley just made it seem so easy, you know. She would leave me sitting at Walgreens for like 4 or 5 hours.
It's easier for a girl to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, she got a pussy between her legs, you know. I mean, you know, it just wasn't so easy for me, you know, because, I mean, I don't know. I guess I got a bigger heart than that. And some,
definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Some areas, you know, I'm not just going to...
Well, I think that she, from the way you say, sounds like maybe she was a little bit more used to using people than you were,
mm-hmm.
whereas you're used to kind of fending for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. So. That's definitely the case. But she was real good at it. Like she could fucking make one phone call and have like $400 or $500, like right there, you know, like, damn, Western Union. Like, we just go to Western Union and get fucking $500, and I'm thinking, like, damn. I don't need to work no more if I got her, you know?
Yeah.
I ain't got to go to work no more. Fuck work.
So you guys are riding around on Beaver Street?
Not riding around. We went past the Kangaroo right there, past Chafee.
That Chafee and Beaver that we talked about? Okay.
Y'all guys ain't gonna change up on me.
No. He's just trying to get up to speed, but to I think... Speed. I mean, he did give us a really good statement as okay. far as the details go, and I know you're kind of in the dark because you just got here, but we can fill in the blanks. He has agreed to take us to a couple of locations,
mm-hmm.
and I think the fact that it's already noon, if we're going to do that, we should probably get rolling, and we could probably chat some more in the car.
Exactly. Did you do anything else when you dropped off that cell phone over there at behind the business after the chase?
What you mean, do anything else?
As far as, you say you dropped off the phone?
I left the phone right there. That's where I ended the high-speed chase set with y'all, St. John's County. And I was kind of, you know, scared. You know, I still had the case of 16 ounces. And I was sitting there drinking, man, just trying to figure out what... I know I didn't want to get back on that fucking highway because I seen y'all fucking back and forth lights on, helicopters flying. I'm saying, holy shit. I think I'm probably stuck here for a little while, you know what I mean? And by the time one of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office called, and I was, you know, my dad actually called me and asked me if I wanted to talk to him, you know, because they surrounded my dad's place. And I was like, you know, well, hell, shit, let me talk to him, you know, because my dad was telling me, you know, they saying you need to come turn yourself in and, you know, get this all behind you. I said, well, hell, let me talk to him, you know, let me hear from the horse's mouth, you know. And I'm talking to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, and he's telling me, you know, I don't know what you did or what's going on, you know, but you really do need to get in touch with St. John's Sheriff's Office, you know. They got a lot of resources, you know, and they will find you if you don't. You don't turn yourself in, you know, it'd be a lot worse. And I said, okay, well, you know. And I got off the phone with him, and I know I need to leave the phone right there, you know. And I left the phone right there. And I was looking at the highway, you know, and I seen about 8 cops pass with their lights on, and I figured, yeah, this is probably my open window. I need to get the fuck out of here, you know. They just went up that way. I done seen them running back and forth. Like within probably 4 or 5 minutes time.
Well, if we drive you to that spot, are you willing to take us to that spot that you're talking about?
Cell phone.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay.
All right. Could I smoke 2 cigarettes before we go?
We can probably make that happen. Why don't you do this? Why don't you suck on your drink for a minute? Let me get Detective Chapman plugged in on a couple of details. Okay. And we'll make this happen. Okay.
Done deal.
All right, bro.
Like the Crocs.
Thank you. Yeah, they fit pretty good.
Now we'll buy you 3 burgers.
You just find out, too. Sorry.
and I'm not going to take you to some raggedy ass Wendy's. We'll get some 5 Guys.
Oh,
oh man, what about a pack of cigarettes?
He's stepping it up.
When will I be able to call my sister?
We can take care of that here in a minute. You got underwear on you, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Look at that. Fancy, man. Them boys in South Carolina gave me just a regular house key. How about that?
stand up?
Yeah, go ahead. Stand up. Man, them trees got you.
Yeah, they got me pretty good. I was getting off on them, though. That damn gazelle, they see.
Man, the sheriff, huh? It was like those dogs had them all time.
Shit. Them dogs ain't had me. I was standing in the street watching them all raggedy that much. For the legs.
Yeah. I'm gonna put them over the pants so that they'll be any more comfortable for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You think they're gonna try to give me some mental help too?
Yeah, you'll get evaluated by a doctor at some point in time. Good right there?
That's good.
Make sure you have a lot of room there.
Gotta have a cigarette room.
Is that done? You want me to thrash it?
That's done.
Thank you. Go ahead and stand by. Let me make sure they are ready.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and have a seat.
Yes, sir.
I'll be right back. Ready, Steve?
Right.
All right.
You get the drink, or you want to throw it?